Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Trying to get some Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl related songs here this afternoon.
One More Time
by Daft Punk.
Woo!
Yep.
Was there a football game yesterday?
There were two.
What? Oh, what happened in that Eagles game, by the way?
You know that was a turd.
When it hit like 35 to whatever the score
35
was.
35 to -4, basically.
We had been on the couch for a couple of hours, and I just said, do you want to go work out? Like just for a little bit, because we knew the Chiefs game was coming. I said, I feel like this is not going to end well for Washington. And we did. We left, went and worked out for an hour, and then came back and watched the Chiefs game.
Yeah. Have you ever said that phrase in your life?
Never.
Don't do this.
During the playoffs? No.
There are a handful of phrases in my lifetime that I thought I would never hear. One would be from me, where I would say, I'm running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to happen.
No. Mm-mm.
Still time.
And no,
gotta get your knees fixed first.
And Dana saying to somebody, anybody, do you want to go work out?
I mean, that's astonishing.
That's how bad that game was.
True.
We left.
Well, for the Commanders, it was that bad.
As your dad always says, you can't pick up that turd from the clean end.
As the 10-year-old Chiefs fan would say, I don't want to watch the Chiefs play the Eagles again in the Super Bowl.
Please.
The Kansas City Chiefs are always looking for doubt and motivation as they continue their march toward history. But following a 32-29 win over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game, they will not find any of it from the odds makers. The Chiefs are an early 1.5-point favorite over the Eagles in Super Bowl licks.
0.5.
Just about even then.
Oh, by the way, I am proud to announce early on my way in today, I did make a phone call to one of our favorite people, Ms. Kara Markser.
Oh, it's about that time.
And she has agreed to come in either this week or early next, and we'll record a Dana Wright, Kara Markser breakdown of Super Bowl licks.
I mean, nobody can break it down like they can.
No.
Scared money don't make money.
Scared money don't make money, girl.
That's right.
Scared money do not make money. I can't wait.
So get to writing, Dana. We need you to be prepared.
I don't need to write anything. I know how to break down that
off
game.
Off the cuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, man, it's just two chicks talking about a football game.
That's what we do. Going to break it down?
Nothing unusual.
Game ain't going to break itself down.
No, it's not. Airlines are adding more and more flights. I think you mentioned this at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, check the numbers of the flights because the airlines are doing some super fun things with respect to creativity and the flight numbers originating out of Kansas City to New Orleans.
Like there's United Airlines flight 2639, which if you look at your phone would spell out Andy.
1972 is the flight number that is the nod to the year Arrowhead opened. It's so fun.
I wonder what 2696 is.
That's the price of one flight. No, I'm kidding.
The flights, hotel room in New Orleans.
The flights actually aren't that bad. It's the tickets to the game.
If you want to sit front row on the 30-yard line behind the Eagles players, you can get one ticket for $38,000, and the one right next to it for, drumroll please, $38,000.
$38,000?
For one.
For one.
You don't even get to take somebody.
That doesn't even include the fees.
Southwest has a flight that they've named WN3, as in Win 3.
Now, the Pete of the third kind, is that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now the Pat trick.
We were talking just a minute ago about Auschwitz, and today is the 80th anniversary of its liberation. And I had totally forgotten about this until the news with Dan. And I was watching, I think it was NBC this morning, and they referenced a study from not too long ago. And I looked it up, and it's I believe, 4 years old. And it's in the UK Guardian. And they were talking about Auschwitz and the Holocaust and everything. Almost two-thirds of young American adults, two-thirds, read that, 63% roughly, do not know that 6 million Jews were killed during the Holocaust. In fact, one in 10 young American adults believe that the Jews instigated the Holocaust.
Where are they doing these studies?
In the United States.
But who are they asking?
According to the study of millennial and Gen Z adults between the ages of 18 and 39, roughly half could not name a single concentration camp.
Oh, God.
Well, I happen to fall in that age range.
Who did they ask? I
don't know a single person that believes or doesn't know any of those things.
Doesn't believe. How about this, Sam? Roughly a quarter, 23% of young American adults say they believe the Holocaust is a myth.
Okay, those are also the people that believe the earth is flat and that, you know, you can find outliers anywhere.
Now, these surveys, I love to poke holes in surveys because they're typically sent out via email. And if the headline was the Holocaust a myth? Click on survey now. They got people who thought the Holocaust was a myth. There is no way that half of my age group thinks the Holocaust is a myth. Again, I don't know a single person who thinks that.
Okay. They may not just know about it.
That's my biggest takeaway is 56% and didn't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust.
And it was 80 years ago when it all ended. And 80 years is a long time. And for a lot of people in these United States, they don't really pay attention to a lot of things. They're distracted. And it's just not relevant to their life, so they don't think about it or seek out the information.
Okay. That is a scary study, but I choose not to believe it based on the way it was presented in that story. I would have to know more, Scott.
It's a lengthy story. Women are just as attracted to younger partners as men, according to a new study. Men and women alike are drawn to, I'm just reading it. Should have proofread this one first.
The old May, December.
Men and women alike are drawn to betting younger potential conquests, whether or not they realize it or not, according to scientists.
This is not news.
Dan, that's what I read is the news. Yeah, if I said it's newsworthy, it's newsworthy. If I'm reading it, it's newsworthy. The conclusion came from an American study of 4,500 blind dates of people seeking a long-term partner. Lead author of the study, Paul Eastwick, a professor at the University of California, Davis, said, quote, after a blind date, participants were slightly more attracted to younger partners. And this trend was equally true for men as it was for women.
Isn't some of that evolutionary? For women too. That maybe some of this deep down from back when we were cavemen and cavewomen, you wanted someone who would be around to help be the hunter-gatherer for
young and virile.
Yes.
Well, it was often said, and probably still is, men are looking for looks. They want to create a good-looking offspring. Women are looking for protection.
And looks.
But, I mean, come on. We've seen some young, very attractive women with some older, rich, ugly men. That money is the new form of protection.
Oh, I was going to say, you threw money in there. That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to hunt or gather.
No.
But he's going to pay for it.
He's going to gather his bills and give them to you.
Are we talking younger, or do they mean more youthful?
I don't know. But
because what's the difference? Everybody wants somebody who is more youthful and energetic.
The story, Dan, comes with a still photo of the movie Baby Girl, in which Nicole Kidman plays a much older CEO having an affair with a young male intern. Why does that show?
I believe he was 17.
The trailer, I get so uncomfortable. I think she's like up for an Oscar, isn't she? I just go, I don't want to see that.
I think she got snubbed.
I'm watching her now in Lioness. She's incredible in Lioness, but I cannot... I don't think I want to watch Baby Girl. Ooh. Yeah.
But I get what Dan's saying about the youthful, because if you're, you know, going on a blind date and you're like, what do you do for fun? I go home and watch TV. And
I sleep.
Eat some tapioca pudding.
Well, some of us.
I think that plays a big role, especially for folks that are more mature.
Youthful does not mean young by age to me, Dan. You are absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if there is a movie made about Luigi Mangione.
Oh, good God.
Word is Dave Franco is being pursued to take the lead.
Is Dave Franco the younger brother of James Franco? Because they look an awful lot alike.
They are brothers.
Yeah.
Dave said, and Scott, I'm kind of stealing some
of
your thunder
here,
that he got hundreds of text messages when they initially released the image of just his eyes and his eyebrows.
He does have some... furly brows there.
His phone lit up with people saying, come
on, man.
Is
that you?
It's you.
He said he has not been given an official offer yet to play Luigi Mangione, but he has been getting a lot of attention.
Do you think there's really going to be a movie about that?
Oh, I think so. Most certainly.
We've already got two about Chiefsaholic.
He's not even gone to trial.
Yeah, but once it's all over with, I'm
Why
sure
wait for the facts to tell a good story?
Yeah, you're right.
We don't.
Nice. I put them in the stack. You just don't read them.
The facts are in there. We choose to ignore them.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We're doing a little WebMD in here because somebody on the show has cell phone dermatitis.
Wait, we have another show ailment?
Yeah.
So I've looked this up, but I really, really want our listeners to weigh in. Over the weeks and months, my allergy on my left hand has grown so bad it has blistered. And Sam, it's basically a burn. If you look at it, it looks like a burn.
Is this a more contact dermatitis?
It's right in between my thumb and my pointer finger on my left hand where I hold my phone. It is on my pinky, which wraps around the right side of my phone where I hold my phone, and it has migrated all the way down my palm.
So I have notches in both of my pinkies because I've, you know, I grew up with a cell phone.
But you don't have the same allergy I do.
I don't have contact dermatitis.
Either going to be nickel or
it is nickel.
It can also be latex, depending on who you ask. So I've reached out to OtterBox today. You know, OtterBox has those big old heavy, more silicone plastic.
I have an OtterBox on my phone.
I have an OtterBox.
And I said, before I buy an OtterBox, because the one I just got at the cell phone store, it feels like a burn now when I'm holding my phone. If you look this up, contact dermatitis is on the rise specifically from the cell phone because cell phones are made with so much alloy, metal, nickel. Nickel is a very common allergy. My mother had it growing up. She could never wear cheap earrings, like clip-on earrings. She almost lost an earlobe once wearing clip-on earrings. She just got a huge swollen earlobe that then had to be lanced, for lack of a better word. I cannot find anywhere any hypoallergenic cell phone case that specifically says it does not include nickel or latex. And I'm asking if you have this allergy. It's saying all the articles I've read about it, and there's huge subreddits on it, that millions of Americans have this nickel allergy, and at some point, if you hold the phone in that same hand, it's going to happen to you. I've been walking around like Michael Jackson with one glove on my hand.
All right.
I'm telling you, I don't know what else to do.
You have a cover on your phone.
God, it burns. The case is even worse, Sam.
See, but an OtterBox, which I have on mine, sorry to interrupt you, Sam, is made of hard plastic.
I'm starting to think that you have more of an issue with just repeated, for lack of a better term, rubbing of specific spots.
Like my eyeglasses.
Like your eyeglasses, instead of a specific allergen to that material, because there is no way on God's green earth that that phone case is the same material as your eyeglasses.
I think that they are both made with components of nickel. And one of the things I've read about that specific nickel allergy, and man, I would love to hear from you if you're allergic to nickel, is that more prolonged exposure with the breakouts leads to more exposure with breakouts. Like once it starts, it's kind of like dominoes that start falling and you can't put that genie back in the bottle. Now, one of the things it says is stop picking up your cell phone.
Okay. Have you thought about that?
Okay. I have absolutely thought about that.
Because you're on the phone quite a bit.
A lot less than I used to be, but quite a bit. In what world can you survive without picking up your cell phone? I mean,
well, my notches got so bad to a point that I had to really, really try to cut back on how often I was scrolling. And then recently I cut back entirely.
But it wasn't an allergy, Sam. It was just
they're
more
still
of
there.
A callus.
You can see it where there are dips in my pinky.
Oh,
that
my
is
God,
evolutionarily.
Sam has changed the shape of both pinkies.
Yeah. There is a dip in both of my pinkies because I've been holding game controllers. I've been holding phones my entire life.
Right.
It is a truly studied evolutionary thing.
I don't even have that.
There isn't nickel in plastic. I'm having a very tough time believing this one.
I think there is nickel in plastic. I really do, Sam. And the components,
I'll look that up right
now. The components on the side of the phone, Sam, are 100% metal, even with a case on it.
So, like, yeah, my phone definitely has metal buttons. I'm sure that those are nickel. The top and bottom are metal. I'm sure that that is nickel.
It is one of the
plastic does not have any nickel in it.
Yeah, okay, you're an anomaly.
It is one of the most common allergies out there. And dermatologists are starting to see this. There was one case I read, Scott, where this woman, hers was so bad, and she clearly wasn't using a hands-free device. Her allergy went all the way down her cheek toward her mouth, and it looks like a burn. It was a red, angry rash all the way down her face. They couldn't figure out what was causing it. And then finally, they were like, wait a minute. How often are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
She's like anybody, you know?
See, well, now, when I'm on my phone, almost 98% of the time, I'm on speaker. Now, I never would be on speaker in public. I think that's rude.
Right.
In fact, more often than not, if I'm in public, I won't answer the call unless I absolutely have to. But when I talk to somebody on the phone, like I talked to a couple people this morning, I don't want to say any names, I don't want to get them in trouble. But I talked to a couple people this morning, and I sit in my chair in my bedroom, and I just put it on the end table or the nightstand and just put it on speaker and carry on my conversation. And one of those was an old friend from a far off place I can't talk about. And she and I talked for like an hour.
Mine is not as much the talking on the phone because I don't do that a lot. It's the scrolling. That's where I hold it just like that.
But what are you scrolling through? Like,
it's usually social or stories or it's texting.
Reels, texting.
It's texting,
anything.
All that stuff has presented as this bizarre. I mean, you see this. I've got a big old bandage around my pinky today. That pinky last night, Scott, it's bad.
Why not switch up the way you're holding your phone?
Because it will just launch a new allergy in my other hand. I know that now. It feels like a burn. It is the damnedest thing.
It itches, too.
Oh, God, it itches.
Boy, it itches over there. Man, we're going to have a whole lot of these products.
Have you ever had an itch in the middle of your palm?
Oh, yeah.
It is the weirdest place to have an itch. Usually, like, your foot itches, your nose itches. I have never had
it. Not my nose itches.
Right, the center of my hand itches so bad because of that damn phone.
Well, fun fact, my hands have itched for my entire life because I didn't realize I was allergic to gluten. I cannot get over this.
Could just one of us have a normal something happen? Like, and I'm not wishing anyone
I'm
gets
sitting right here.
Like the flu.
Okay.
Like,
all
no,
right.
Oh, you don't. You claim you broke a toe last week. Give me a break.
What are you talking about?
Do you think you actually broke your toe?
I know I broke it.
Okay.
For a fact. And T asked me the same because as soon as it happened, I screamed out a bunch of words, and I said, "She goes, what's wrong?" And I said, I broke my toe. She goes, how do you know you broke it? I said, I've broken enough bones in my body. I know when I've broken a bone. You can feel the heat and the immediate pulse of blood going into the broken area.
We're falling apart.
As someone who has broken his right big toe 3 times, yes, when you break it, it is immediate.
Yeah, it gets warm, and you can feel your pulse inside that part of your body that just broke. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. 913-586-7798. We got gluten-free guy over there. We got finger dermatitis over here.
I spent $9. $9 on a loaf of bread this morning.
We got old nine-toe parks over here.
Nine-toe parks. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Tiffany in Topeka. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
I have a nickel allergy, and I had a stainless steel plate put in my leg and didn't know I had a nickel allergy, and I slowly was dying until we realized diagnosed myself. And there's a form of eczema that causes blisters on your hands and feet. And it's not just about touching, like it can be your diet too. And like when I was using Dr. Keg or another diet that had high soy content, yeah, I would get blisters on my hands and feet too. So I had to go on a nickel-free diet, which is like no chocolate, no coffee, no iced tea, things like that. And then I was able to gradually add those things back in. But I've noticed that soy, which is in a lot of stuff, and high nickel food items, you'll start to see those blisters on your hands and feet too. So it may not be just your phone. It could be a different type of eczema if you haven't been to a dermatologist.
And Tiffany, I'm going to go and get a panel done so I know exactly specifically what it is. But that's great information for our listeners, because the inside of your body had to just be burning with that plate inside.
Yeah, I ended up with staph infection inside my bone. It took like a year to heal. And then also that eczema or that allergy, especially from your diet, shows up in the summer and the heat with yep. sweat, and also shows up because you're eating more salads and more things from the garden. Which all have nickel in them.
What did they replace the plate with?
They just kept me casted for almost a year so it could slowly heal. But it took about 7 months to figure out what was going on. My leg just wasn't healing. I got a staph infection, just surgery after surgery, complication after complication. Wow. And so we had a cast on it almost a full year.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Tiffany. Glad you're okay. Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello, Tristan.
Thank you for taking my call. Hope you all are doing well on this glorious day.
We are. Thank you.
So I haven't been able to call in because I've been hearing this on the podcast due to my work schedule. And every time I hear Dana talk about her dermatitis around her ears with the glasses, I've been screaming at work to no one in particular. Have you tried the glasses around your ear frames? Because I've been wearing glasses since I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And I used to get rashes around the ears.
So it's interesting you brought that up. I cleaned all of my glasses over the weekend, Tristan, and then I covered the earpiece with I don't even know what to call what I cover it with, Scott, but like I literally got a needle and thread, Tristan, and covered the entire side earpiece so that it does not come into contact with my skin.
Did you clean the pair of glasses you stole from me?
Yes.
Okay.
I noticed that you're still wearing them up high, though.
Yeah, because I'm
trying. Why are you doing that?
Well, they're completely covered on the side, Sam. I'll show you when I come in there. But the part that is not covered that goes over my nose, I can feel the itching. Like, it itches. But I can't glasses because I've got to read for the show.
Do you ever think if you think it happens kind of thing?
Like placebo.
Yeah, like you're thinking these things are going to make my nose itch, therefore my nose itches.
But the rash that I'm getting is very real. I'm not just saying, like, I think it itches and I got to scratch it. There is a rash that comes with this allergy.
Okay. All right.
From the text line, Scott claiming he's the only normal one on the show and he can't even have a tag in a shirt.
That is true.
All right. Of the three of us, I am the closest to normal.
Oh.
But I will concede that I am not fully 100% normal.
Is the stove on?
No, because I checked before I left.
Those are fighting words right there. Those are fighting words
right
there.
Either there's a fireplace or the oven. Everything's off.
Don't worry,
anyway, thank you for your calls.
Door.
I hope I never have a metal plate put in my body, but at least now I'll know.
What'd you say, Sam?
I said I'm going to have to bar my door because you're going to come in here and...
Massachusetts native and astronaut Suni Williams said she is, quote, trying to remember what it's like to walk after being stuck in space for almost 7 months. Williams earlier today was answering questions at the International Space Station from students at Needham High School, where she graduated in 1983. One student asked her what microgravity feels like in space. She answered that it felt like she was swimming or flying. Quoting here from Suni Williams, I've been up here long enough right now. I've been trying to remember what it's like to walk. I have not walked. I have not sat down. I have not laid down. You don't have to. You can just close your eyes and float where you are there.
Could you sleep while floating? I don't know that I could do that.
She says she hasn't laid down or sat down in 7 months.
Okay, when you got off the space station at some point, I pray they do, when you get off and you take your first steps, are you wobbly because you haven't felt that gravity in so long?
Typically, they put them in a wheelchair because they're so wobbly. And fun fact, any astronaut who spends, and I can't remember what the length of time is, but if you spend a certain amount of time in space, you will come back
smaller,
shorter.
Yeah.
Because your muscles separate your vertebrae.
It was Mark Kelly's brother
Scott Kelly.
Did that. Yeah.
And if you're up there long enough, it's not fighting gravity, and so it stops separating your vertebrae, and then when gravity hits, your vertebrae just shrink.
Senator Mark Kelly, who is from Arizona, his brother, his twin brother, is Scott Kelly, who, by the way, just got back from an expedition to Antarctica, so he's quite the explorer, was up at the International Space Station for a year. When he came home, of course, they're identical twins. They're the same height, or were. And when Scott Kelly came back from the ISS, he was half an inch shorter than when he left. And now half an inch shorter than his brother.
That's crazy. I'd go nuts. I'd go nuts after a week. I think it would be really cool to feel like you were flying or floating for like a day. And then most people would be like, all right, that was cool, but...
You can do that at iFly or whatever it is over there on...
Get me back down to where I belong.
435 and Metcalf.
I don't like confined spaces, so being in a series of confined spaces for an extended period of time...
No way.
Speaking
of flying, did you all see the trailer that they re-released during all of the football games about the Superman coming up this summer?
Oh, the new one.
It is going to be so good.
No, I've been waiting for this new Superman... And that's how they phrase it, Superman, the story of Christopher Reeve on CNN. I think they're putting it out in like 2 weeks or something.
They did that, I thought, Sunday night. And there's another documentary on Netflix about the Christopher Reeve story. It is outstanding.
So the Kobe one, they put it out over the weekend on CNN. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Starbucks, speaking of nickel, Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel was awarded roughly $96 million in total compensation after just 4 months on the job, quickly becoming one of the highest paid executives in corporate America. His substantial pay package, which was detailed in a recent filing with the SEC, includes buyouts of Chipotle shares awarded during his tenure as CEO of the burrito chain. Despite working only a few weeks during Starbucks' fiscal year ending September 29th, Nickel received $61,000 in salary, $5 million in a signing bonus, and $90 million in stock awards.
And took a private jet from his home to work every day.
You can't let that one go. You got to get to work somehow. Speaking of millions, I know you think I'm obsessed with this story, but we're going to bring this back when I come back. Remember the man who died somewhere around the Hamptons, and he had like a few pennies in the bank, but claimed he was worth bajillions of dollars. Okay. It turns out when this man died, he was in real estate or something. He had $33.6 million in debt. And his wife now claims she had no idea.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Because she didn't handle any of the finances. There is an update to that story. And for anyone in banking, we have questions. Because if you and I or Sam went in to get what they call an unsecured loan, and you own nothing, and you have $8,000 in the bank. Why were all of these banks bending over backwards to lend this guy millions of dollars, Scott? Have you ever tried just to go in and get a $10,000 loan? Like, all this, just a car loan, all the stuff you have to sign. They want your doctor's signature the year you were born. They want all of your bank accounts, all of your debts. They run a credit check. This guy was broke and was getting millions of dollars in unsecured loans.
Borrowing from Peter to pay Paul.
Mm-hmm. 913, go ahead.
Something smells weird about this story, I'm just saying.
When you have real estate holdings, when you have anything like that.
He had one house, Sam, that was mortgaged to the hilt.
But how did the wife not know?
Well, then what were the loans for?
Exactly.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Fortune magazine. Apparently, being on time to work is not that big of a deal anymore.
Never thought it was.
Well, we know.
In fact, only half.
Who do they poll on this?
Only half of employers emphasize workplace punctuality, according to a new Monsters poll. Perhaps lateness slips through the cracks more easily if there's not a group project involved, but if there is a meeting, bosses do prefer that you show up on time.
Yeah, they like that.
Would you care to guess any of the top five most annoying workplace behaviors?
Replying all in a group email is the number one and only thing that needs to be stopped immediately.
I did not make the top five.
Never happens in this building. What are you talking about?
Yes, it does.
Never, ever. Zero times.
Yes, it does.
Do not reply all. Ever.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
It's not even like it's easy to do. You have to click the three dots and then go down
to reply
to
all.
Reply all.
Yes.
Just click the reply button.
Reply only to the person who sent it.
Yes, if your boss sends out, go Chiefs, happy Friday, you don't need to reply to 400 people.
Yes.
Chiefs kingdom, baby.
Go Chiefs,
happened over the weekend.
Oh, it does. And here's the deal. The sports boys brought this up when I was in there doing that Club 610 thing that they renamed. They said,
the fan club.
How do you handle it when one person in the building is the one who is the most often, and they didn't say who it was, but they said, I'm just going to say there is one person in this building
there is.
That is the worst offender with the reply all. And someone
I
don't know who it was. I asked, and they go, how do you not know? And I said, why doesn't someone just nicely say, this is an email etiquette thing, just so you know.
Don't write it down. She might say it.
Don't do that.
Because... you don't say that to somebody who has a position that's higher than yours.
Exactly.
Okay.
But there is one repeat offender in this building.
Last year, the task force that I am a part of, we sat down and put together an entire email etiquette rundown, if you guys remember correctly, that we sent out to the entire building.
Did anyone specific reply individual all to that email?
We are speaking about apparently did not read that.
He wasn't here yet.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But it's amazing that you and I both know exactly who we're talking about.
Dana doesn't because she doesn't open her work email.
That's a fair point.
No, so fun when you don't look at your work email, like, you don't see the reply alls.
Like Joanne downstairs every day will send out, you know, happy birthday to.
Yeah.
And then whoever's birthday it is that day. This person.
Okay.
By the way.
Will reply all, yes, happy birthday, Dana.
No!
You guys won't call him out via email, but he probably listens and knows we're talking about him.
Well, we've narrowed it down by half because it's about half men and half women who work in the building.
Correct. He knows who he is.
Okay.
Anyway, the top five most annoying workplace behaviors.
Okay.
Number five. See how many of these you qualify for, Sam. Honest with yourself as well. Consistently being late to meetings.
Okay.
Ding.
Are you doing that for you or for her?
Me.
Okay. Number four, being unresponsive to messages.
Meh.
Was it the weekend?
No.
During the week? No, I'm good. I respond during the week.
Number three, using inappropriate language.
Ding.
Meh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. Fine.
Number two, gossiping.
Meh.
I don't do that.
Number one. Not cleaning up after yourself.
Somebody's not being very honest.
No.
Although, cleaned up last week.
And you did it.
I picked up some things. And
it was so rare that you took the time to say to me, I would like the record to reflect that you did I'm say cleaning that. The yes. studio right
now. You did
now.
Say that.
Because if I think someone else is going to have to pick it up, then I feel bad and I'll do it.
I do it every Friday.
I know. I'm
and then I
be
said back, I keep looking out the window and there's no pigs flying. What
I'm
are you talking about?
I'm trying to be better. And those aren't even the most annoying workplace things. Heating up fish or burning popcorn.
I did that once.
For my whole life, I'm saying, not just you, has got to be on that list.
It's a sensitive subject because he did it recently.
I can still smell it, Scott.
Well, so can I. We had cod over the weekend.
You launched my nickel allergy.
There were some leftovers, and I almost brought it in today.
No.
I almost did. I thought about it long and hard, and then I made a sandwich. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks. Don't forget to check out our podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.